Al, you got an atome for us to talk about.
I do have an atome for us to talk about.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got an old atome to talk about for us today.
It is an old atome game.
Old atome.
Old atome.
So yeah, that's what we're talking about today here on this week's episode of Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. It's a podcast where we have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc, Al, and Lady
Hello.
This is episode 377. There's no sevens in this game, though.
No, it's a nine.
It's a nine. Al's going to talk to us about Norn 9.
Mm-hmm.
The video game.
It is Norn 9 Var Commons.
Yes, that is the name they gave the Vita port of this game, of the original game.
Nahone.
So there's your knowledge for this. Did you know this game originally came out in 2013 on the PSP?
Wow.
And then the Vita port was 2014 in Japan.
Wow.
10 years
no,
old.
I played the Switch version.
You played the Switch version, which came out last year?
Last year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, of course, after this, you can go watch the anime.
So I looked for the anime and I couldn't find it.
That's probably not surprising.
But I was actually going to watch it to see like how they handled some things.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not find it. That being said, I do have the fan disc for it. But I have a backlog and I have everything that came out this year, so it'll take me a while to get to it.
Are there two fan discs?
I just have a fan disc. I don't know.
Okay, on Wikipedia, there's like two other games they have listed.
Oh, shoot.
There's Last Era and then Act Toon.
Last Era is the one that I have.
Nahone.
Nahone.
Jeez, this was a quick turnaround on this fan disc.
Really?
December 11, 2014. I guess it's not really a quick turnaround because the PSP version was in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But the Vita re-release of it was at the end of 2014, and then April 2015 was when the fan disc came out.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Very quick.
Speedy.
Can I give you my one piece of trivia for this game that I know?
Please.
That I found out by looking at the Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Do you know who wrote the main theme for this video game?
I do not.
One Nobuo Uematsu.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
That's true.
Wow. Where is that on this box?
You know, that guy.
That guy. You know, he's done a few things.
Yeah, he's just hanging out.
He's just, you know, just a guy, does things occasionally, music-wise.
Yeah, just, you know, he wasn't really doing much in 2013.
Actually,
he was, but...
Yeah. That's still... I didn't realize that. That's so funny. Now I need to, like, go back and listen.
So, yeah. There's your one bit of trivia for today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's actually really funny.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Yay! Do you want some trivia from me?
Yeah!
So... The protagonist is a 12-year-old boy.
No!
It's really weird. Because you start off playing as the 12-year-old boy. His name is Suzuhara. And, like, basically choices you make with him land you as one of the, like, three main heroines that you play as. And then basically they just forget that he exists.
That's weird.
Until the very end with the final round where they're like, oh, right, we need to actually do something with this kid. Like, let's give him a story. It's like, oh, God, why? Why did you make him the protagonist if you're just going to forget that he exists? So, yeah, that's a pretty funny thing that they're like, yeah, this is your protagonist. And it's like, oh, wait, no, never mind. You want to play as these girls and date these guys instead? We'll eventually get around to the plot.
Yeah, maybe.
It's so weird. He also has, like, bug eyes, so he kind of creeps me out.
I'm a bug.
If you're looking at the character thing, he's on the bottom row, the second dude.
Yeah, those are some eyes.
Yeah, right? His eyes are creepy.
I'm a
So,
bug.
I'm a bug. But he's a 12-year-old boy, and he's, you know, from 2013, 2014, I forget when, general of that time period. And then he's sent back in time before World War One.
You know, where everyone wants to be.
Or is it World War II? Now I can't remember. I think it's World
1919
1919.
is what the
Okay,
anime says.
so that's post World War One. I could have sworn because they're like, oh yeah, this war not happening, blah blah blah. Anyway, I don't remember. It's been a while since I played this.
It's been a while.
Anyway, we move back in time, and there's a big ship, and it's called the Norn. And a bunch of people who have special powers are housed on the Norn, and they are supposed to like be transported to an island that houses Ion, and Ion is basically like the goal of this game, I guess. So, yeah, that's the general plot
She looks like a
in all of the
Xenoblade
routes.
character.
She kind of does look like a Xenoblade character, actually. I think it's the like hair wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's there. She's your goal. So like the whole idea was let's gather up all these people with the superpowers and transport them there. And then at the end, they have to make a decision of whether they want to do a world reset or not. And so it differs how things play out depending on the route, but that's the whole goal. So you've got like fire person, a plant person, two water people technically. Somebody who can see past? Yes, he can see the past. Somebody who can see the future. Somebody who can create barriers. Somebody who can basically like make things happen in your dreams. Somebody who is clairvoyant. And then somebody who can erase memories. Those are their superpowers. I'm gonna get one thing out of the way real quick. There are too many adult men dating teenage girls in this game.
Let's take a look here. This guy's 18. Wait, well, this gal is 17, 18, 16, 24.
Yep.
That's a big jump.
So 24 dating the
17,
17-year-old.
yeah. This gal is 18.
Mm-hmm.
This dude is 18 but has a gun.
He does have a gun.
19, 23. Has a terribly tied tie.
Oh yeah, that is not a good job. Dang.
This gal is 16. This dude is 18. 25.
25.
19. Why did they decide, hey, we need one 20-plus-year-old dude for each gal?
I don't know. And I'm like, why are there so many adult men dating teenage girls here? This is a problem. I don't like that. So like the whole time I was playing like those routes and doing like those characters, I'm like, you're just a creep. You're a creep. Go away.
You're a
You're What the hell am I doing here?
weirdo.
And I only ended up liking one of them. And so believe it or not, that's the one with a terrible tie.
Oh.
Yeah. He was fine.
You mean you didn't
He
like
wasn't.
Ron?
Okay, so Ron is literally the worst. Ron
You don't like his bowl
is
cut?
He's legitimately one of the worst characters I've ever run into because, like, he doesn't remember anybody's name. He doesn't remember the girl he's dating's name.
I mean, to be fair, they have way more complicated names than Ron.
No, you're right. You're right.
Very hard to remember, clearly.
And he just basically like thrives on being like a trash can. Also, he tries to murder people a lot.
You know, as you
So there's
do.
that. Thanks, Ron.
I don't know. This says, despite being told by everyone that he looks creepy, he's actually a very nice person.
He's not! That's a lie! That's a lie!
You're telling me this profile lied to me?
Yes, I am! I am telling you that. I'm trying to see if any of these other ones lie to you. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
So, okay, question.
Answer.
Are all of these people from the future and they go back to 1919, or like some of these people from 1919 and here?
So they think that they're from 1919, but everybody is from the reset. So I think they're in year like 8,000 something.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say, like, none of these outfits are like very old-timey. It's just very like modern looking.
Yeah, they just look like modern school
Yeah, so I was
uniforms.
just like, it's like, are these supposed to be people from different time periods, or are they all from the same time period, or who's a watchy?
The only one that's actually from a different time period is Suzuhara.
Which one are you?
Suzuhara is the 12-year-old.
Right, okay, yes.
He's the only one that's actually from a different era. But yeah, they live in like 8,000 something, 8,600, blah blah blah. I don't. They've done a lot of resets, and they're just like, yeah, it's definitely 1919. Technology's not that advanced. We're not doing a whole lot. Wee.
I love post-World War I.
Yay.
I love living in the plot of Shadow Hearts 2.
I mean, Shadow Hearts 2 is a great game. It's a much better game than this. But I mean, Shadow Hearts 2 is like one of my favorite games, so it's, that's.
Yeah, but would you want to live in the plot of it?
No. No. Everything's terrible and everything's bad and there's a war and demons and no, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it that's the whole like big plot twist is like, oh hey, you're not actually living in 1919. It's just a lie. So yeah, Masamune, orange-haired man, on your character sheet here.
24-year-old man.
He's 24-year-old man. So he works for Ion. He's like one of the insiders, and he's been. They say that like he's from the island and has been taking care of Ion, and like it was never clear to me what island they meant. Like if they meant Japan, but then like they think that they're in 1919 Japan. So like why would they call it the island if they're already on the island? So it was unclear to me where. Where
Nondescript
the
island.
island was. Yeah, nondescript island, but he's from the lineage of people who created and took care of Ion, so he's the one who communicates with Ion the whole trip and makes sure that things go smoothly, which by the way they don't in like any of the routes.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Yeah, wow.
Why does this guy look like he's wearing an Affliction t-shirt?
Which one?
Masamune.
That's what being one of those island boys
That's
does to you.
1919 fashion, of course.
I mean, Akito, the blue-haired guy next to the purple-haired girl, like he's got his like his booba out.
So is Ron.
Oh, you're right. Ron does have his booba out, and also he has those sunglasses. Which I shouldn't make fun of his sunglasses because they do like let you know, oh, he has like eye problems.
I don't
But
think you
the
wear
it...
sunglasses if you have eye problems.
no. He's like, I can't see very well.
Well,
It's
then get
like I
regular glasses, my guy.
don't wear
Sunglasses is going to
those
make everything
things.
dark for you.
That's why you can't see well, my guy. You're wearing sunglasses everywhere. Oh man. Yeah. It How do I explain this game? I didn't really like anybody all that much. Like I didn't think many of the dudes were like really likable. I would say the closest ones are Heishi, who's the pink-haired guy on the second row. He's fine.
He's a people person.
Ugh. Sorry. He is a people person, though. That is true.
He's constantly upsetting the girls in the group.
He kind of did do that. He was okay. And then Natsuhiko, who is the guy with the gun, he was okay.
That gun is very ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. And it's weird because like none of them really know what a gun is. I'm like, you would know what a gun is in 1919
This
Japan?
isn't Inuyasha where they just somehow managed to find out what guns and cannons are and tanks are at some point.
Right, like guns existed at this point. I don't know. The problem is Natsuhiko's route, the entire route is like, I kidnapped you and now you're my prisoner. And so like that part sucks. But like the actual interactions with him are fun. Like he wants to go stargazing with you, and that's nice. And he like can't figure out how to communicate with you. And so he builds a little robot that like he's chatting with you through so he can try and like get his feelings out there better.
Oh, he's Chadley.
I mean,
He's gonna give you a bunch of side quests.
maybe. But it's like a little bird duck thing. He also works with that braided guy in the bottom, Setsu. And he is the worst. He basically just like asks people to participate in his kinks constantly. I'm like, bro,
Everyone
you
tends
gotta
to ignore him
chill.
as everything he says is either creepy or weird.
That is correct.
This guy I could at least buy being from 1919 from his fashion.
The guy with the braid? Yeah, he, I mean, the hat's really selling it. But, and then if you look at Chiro, the guy next to him, he's got his tie.
The bolo tie.
He's got the bolo
Another,
tie.
see, this is probably like the one guy you could look at and be like, this is definitely a dude from 1919.
Yeah.
Like nothing of his attire makes me think, oh, this is a dude who has been around the block.
No. We also find out that he is somebody called the Traveler. And he is who put in motion Koharu, the first pink-haired girl, getting on the ship. And he ends up like manipulating her a lot to like use her fire powers against people. And also, he's an arms dealer and is trying to make war happen because war is profitable.
I thought you said he's an arm stealer.
He just steals arms left and right.
Give me your arm.
Get it? Left and right, stealing arms?
Hey.
I got them jokes. All right, quiz. Who do you think are the secret siblings here?
The secret, excuse me, siblings.
Two of these guys are related, but you don't know that they're related until you do the route.
Are they on the same? Are they going after the same gal or not?
Different gal.
Okay. What equal. Do any of these guys have the same last name?
They do not have the same last name.
What about gray hair and white hair, mans?
Gray hair and white hair. So
Senri and Sakuya.
Okay, well, you got one of them right. Senri is one of the brothers.
What about Ron?
Not Ron.
No!
Senri hates Ron.
Is he brothers with blue-haired man or purple hair?
He's brothers with Akito, the blue-haired man.
Let's go. Second try.
Yeah, second try. Good job. The Ron one was a joke.
What do you mean? That was a very serious guess.
they are brothers, and they split the water power. Remember I said there were two people with water?
Yeah, this man has a wicked temper.
Which man?
Akito. He has no sense of humor, but he's an incredible chef and very scared of birds.
All of that is correct. He's like super angry and like borderline, like feels like it's going to punch your gal Nanami at any point. And I'm like, this isn't fun or sexy or good or romantic. Like, please do not do that.
Hey girl, don't show me any birds or I'll get very scared.
Honestly though, like Nanami got the short end of the stick because two of her love interests are just absolute trash.
What do you mean? She's got Ron.
And Akito is her canon love interest. So I'm like, man, you got the guy who's like an a**hole to you as your canon love interest? Come on.
Scared of birds?
Scared of birds.
Birds aren't real.
Which is pretty easy to guess who like the canonical love interest for each character is.
I bet it's the first dude.
It's the first dude next to her, so.
Gunman and
Kakeru.
Normal looking anime boy.
He's got the power of plants. Oh, also he's like a android, I guess.
All right. Sure.
he's not a real boy. But he was programmed and brainwashed by the traveler Shiro, the man who actually looks like he's from 1919. And Kakeru has like a cuff earring that is basically like the brainwashing tool.
I definitely thought when I was looking through these characters initially that Koharu and Kakeru were going to be brother and sister because their names were similar.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like something a weird parent would do.
It does. It does.
And also sounds like something an Otome would do.
No, they're datables. Which, by the way, I did Kakeru's route first. And I was like, this feels like a very plot-heavy route to start with. But that was the recommended start order. So it's like, okay, I guess. But like, I already have the information out now that he's the traveler. And I already know that like, he's brainwashed man. Also, he's got like some really weird violent tendencies.
In one's arms.
Something else that's strange about this game is that it is rated T for teen. Let me read. Oh my god, I flipped the art, so I have to check. Hold on. Violence, mild blood, sexual themes, and language.
Well, don't worry. When you play the fan disc, the violence gets toned down to mild.
Really?
Yeah.
There is so much implied f***ing in this game that I'm surprised that it got T.
That's the sexual themes.
I mean, they're pretty blatant about, like, they're doing the do. And it's like, it's okay. I mean, I guess if you put a bunch of, like, teenagers and, you know, three adult men on a ship, things happen. But
it just turns into the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it seems like. But, like, there was some, like, very bold, like, all right, we're gonna do it type conversations happening. I was like, oh, okay, wow. Usually Atome's a little bit more subtle than that, but okay, sure, whatever. So what do you think the big plot twist is? Besides the whole, like, we're not in 1919 and we're not time traveling thing. You know, besides all that weirdness.
All your powers are not real.
No, they're real. The powers are real.
Everyone's a descendant from this 12-year-old boy.
One of them is technically descended from the 12-year-old boy.
All right, well, I'm on the right path here. Here we go.
You are. Believe it or not, one of his descendants is Gunman.
Oh, I was hoping it was Ron.
I love how attached to Ron you are.
It's because he's just Ron.
He's just Ron. Everybody else is like regular Japanese names. He's Ron.
Yeah, this is funny.
With zero explanation as to why he's Ron. He just gets off by like trying to murder people and being scummy.
All right, let me read the last the synopsis of the last episode of the anime.
Okay.
Kohaku, Koharu's sad, rejecting the reset.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wakes up. They think the reset's been initiated. It didn't happen, though. The island's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Cold sleep. Ship's collapsing. Something. Reset doesn't occur still. Everyone's living peacefully back on land.
Do they end the anime differently than they do the game?
Masamune is the president of the world.
What? That doesn't happen.
Oh, you want to hear? Okay, here you go then.
Okay.
This is the last paragraph of this final episode.
Okay.
A year and a half passes after the reset doesn't occur. Everyone is living peacefully back on land while Nanami, Akito, and Koharu are living together in a rented house by the sea. Heishi, now a professional flute player, reunites with Itsuki in the snowy outpost station of Japan, where Itsuki sells dreams and they play cards just like how they used to.
Okay, yeah.
Now the newly appointed president of the world, Masamune sends a message to the world to try and change the future, hoping to put an end to the conflict across the world. Despite having ended war, Mikoto trains daily to master her skills, especially in piloting an aircraft with the help of Setsu. Sorota is working as a mechanical engineer with Natsuhiko despite his youth. Nanami later reveals that she never erased Sindri's memory after all, and he sends his regards as well as a photo with all of them on it. Inspired and cheered up, Koharu uses the opportunity when the tide is at its lowest to visit the crashed and sunken Norn 9, where she finds the peach tree she planted healthy and alive, protected by Kakeru's powers. She decides to live there and take care of the greenery for him until a mysterious aircraft arrives. Kakeru and Koharu reunite as eternal lovers as the aircraft flies away, driven by Ron.
That's what happens in the game. Now I really want to watch the anime.
You mean we don't get president
wild.
Of the world?
That is hilarious. Please help me find this anime so we can watch it and do it as an episode, because
oh,
it sounds
man.
So wild and probably a lot more fun than what I actually played. Oh man, okay. So the actual plot twist is that Suzuhara is basically like a reincarnation of the scientist who created Ion. And the whole thing is that like the scientist man who created Ion like spent time with her all the time and like taught her to sing and all, and so she has like more human emotions and she fell in love with him. And so, like, she's been trying to, like, protect Earth and blah, 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 and all that because of her human emotions. And so, like, what ends up happening at the end is she's degrading and he stays behind to, like, try and fix her and make everything better. While all the rest of them are like, yay, we're going to, like, do normal things and not have our powers anymore. This is great. So I'm not sure when he had the time to like make a baby that would end up eventually leading to Natsuhiko. But, you know, that's none of my business. Yeah, he's a weird reincarnation.
Yay.
So, yeah. It's a weird game. There are too many dudes.
Too many dudes, too many dudes.
They made me date nine dudes.
Oops, all dudes.
Plus, do a final route.
And Ron.
Ron's part of the nine.
The Nor Nine.
He tried to shoot me.
Probably called him like
Multiple
Roan or something.
times. Roan. They did pronounce it in a strange way,
Yeah,
but.
that makes sense.
Ron.
Ron. Flying his airship at the end of the anime.
I can't. That's so funny. Because the whole thing is that Ron's been working with Natsuhiko the whole time, like trying to bring down the Norn. And that's because Natsuhiko is against the like Ion Project and wants to stop all the resets and feels like it's wrong. So he's trying to destroy the ship and everybody on it and all that. And so Ron's like, "Sure, I'll help you. Whatever. I don't care. Do I get a gun? Cool. Let's go.
Yay.
Yay." Yeah, one of my favorite things about this game and the one thing that like really sticks out in my mind is, I remember how I told you Natsuhiko made like the little bird robot thing that could talk to you? So, Mikoto, or yeah, her. She's like trying to make his favorite food because she's noticed that he's been working too hard and like isn't feeding himself. And so like she goes into town, she gets a cookbook, she's trying to make this food, she has all the ingredients, blah 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 blah. And like she keeps accidentally hurting herself while she's cooking. And like the robot's there and is talking to her, and then like Natsuhiko would run in like, "Are you okay? Is everything okay? Okay. All right. Sorry, I was just, walking by, walking by, walking by. By the way, there's some bandages by the door. You should take care of that." This happens like three times, and she is so dumb that she doesn't realize like he's listening through the robot. He's the one that's talking to you through the robot. So he realizes you hurt yourself, like you cut your finger or burn yourself or whatever, and like he comes to help you out. But this keeps happening. She's like, "Wow, weird that he just keeps walking by conveniently when I injure myself." Like a dumbass. But it was cute that he was like that worried about her. Even though, he was keeping her prisoner, so that part's less cute.
Not good.
Yeah. Nope, no bueno. Anyway, I'm not gonna go route by route. Masamune gets horny when he eats sweets. Do you really want that as the president of the world?
Do you mean?
He's like, "Yeah, when I eat sweets, it makes me drunk." I'm like, "I don't think that's how sweets work, honey, but you do you." Senri is a shut-in. Kakeru is a sadist. Sakia is basically like your childhood best friend and wants to die for you. Less cool. Isuki, he's kind of sleazy, but like sort of fun about it. Agito's a Ron is a trash bag. And then, like I said, Heishi's fine. Like he's fun. He likes to play the flute. He switched ties at the beginning, with Nanami because she doesn't like the color red, so that's why she has the black tie.
Nahone.
Anyway, that's the gist. I'm trying to decide like which of the three girls I like the best. I mean, Mikoto got the she got the best routes, I think. Maybe, but terms of like the actual character, I like Inspire Anatomy. She was fun.
Well, now are you ready and excited to play the fan disc?
Eventually play it.
Yeah.
But you know,
You mean you gotta get that
eventually.
more, you gotta get more Ron content, of course.
I gotta get more Ron content. You're right. What am I gonna do if I don't have the Ron content?
The Ron tent.
The I have that in Sympathy Kiss on the backlog play, so
How many more
eventually we'll get more Nor 9, but
Otome games do you have on their backlog?
I think those are the only two.
Until like you get some that are coming out, I guess.
Yeah, because Sympathy Kiss just came out, but it came out like at the same time as Final Fantasy, so
Right.
I was like, well, sorry about that.
Well, clearly I don't want to play Final Fantasy, so.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard Sympathy Kiss is good though, but you know, I've also heard a lot of other games are good, and
You heard that a
you
lot
know how
last
that
year.
turned out.
Yeah.
You know how that turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, do you want to rank this game?
Let's rank this game.
Alrighty. We have 36 games on the list. This will be game 37 on Al's official ranking of Otome, of course. Where do you want to start?
Let's start. Oh, jeez. Let's start at 30.
Whoa, boy. All right. That's lower than I was expecting.
Wasn't that good of a game.
All right, is this better or worse than Love Letter from Thief X?
It is better than that.
Is it better than a Charade Maniacs?
It is better than that.
Is it better than Mr. Love?
Yeah, better than
Is it
that.
better than Joestar Struck?
Yeah.
Is it better than another period piece, Otome? Pio Fiore Episodio 1926.
Which was the lesser of the Pio Fiore games,
Yeah,
because
you might say that, considering it's 20
there's
spots down from the original.
no Jesus burritos in that one.
No.
You know what? It is not better than that one.
Ooh. Our new number 27.
Oof.
Nor 9 Last Era.
Yay, and now I have a fan disc. Maybe the fan disc will be better. I doubt it, but maybe.
I mean, it doesn't have to take much to be better.
No, I mean, this one was just, the problem is it wasn't memorable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at some of these other ones and I'm like, oh, I had a good moment with this, or I can remember this character in particular and I really like them.
You mean you're not gonna remember Ron?
I will remember Ron, but not positively. He is a grown ass man dating a 16-year-old. He is a trash can. Also, he tried to shoot me many times. And he doesn't even have the gun in the art. Come on. Anyway, that's where we live.
So yeah, there we go. Our new 27, Nor 9 Last Era.
I mean, it's you know, not 37.
True. That is, you're not wrong. It's gonna be hard to knock that off to the bottom of
Oh.
the list.
Yeah, that one's a tough one to beat in terms of terribleness.
Oof, doof. Anyways, that's gonna do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sac.cool, so where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared Now Watch. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at seasonalanimecheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love Live, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. Buy us a slice of pizza, get access to unedited versions of the podcast early, and a whole wealth of bonus content as well.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, you think we'll be...
We're not talking about Ron.
Dang it!
Maybe we'll have beaten the story?
The Final Fantasy VII?
I
feel like we're near the end game of that, so...
Yeah, I mean, theoretically we should be, based on, like... the plot of the original Final Fantasy VII,
uh-huh.
and where they said that things will end,
uh-huh.
In this one. So I think unless something horrible happens, we should be able to finish it. Or at least finish it enough that we could talk about it.
Right.
Like, it's going to take me a while to do with the Chocobo races, but I'm not doing that until I finish the story.
So yeah, we'll potentially talk about that next week.
Mm-hmm.